on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Maura Sheridan.
Welcome to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm your host, Maura Sheridan. This is Season 2, Episode 15. We've got a season preview with men's soccer coach Rob Dow. We've got convos with men's basketball assistant Hamlet Tibbs and junior Lily Holmes on the women's hockey team. All of that ahead of the basketball and hockey conference tournament. So pretty exciting podcast coming up here. But first, I just want to talk about, again, all of the things going on in Catamount Country. We've got a ton going on this week. So let's take a look at that upcoming schedule. Like I said, lots going on for the UVM ski team this weekend. Thursday through Sunday, both the men's and women's teams will compete in Alpine and Nordic events. So pretty exciting there. I know they're winding down that season. Meanwhile, the spring season is just gearing up right now. UVM men's lacrosse kicks off its season on Saturday at Bryant. Before the shutdown in 2020, the Cats were 3-1 on the year. UVM men's soccer, along with all the American esports that are traditionally in the fall, are actually going to be in the spring this year. So the Catamounts men's soccer team starts 2021 with a home match against UMass. So you can catch that game on ESPN3 at 2 p.m. UVM men's hockey is back in action Friday and Saturday versus UMass Lowell. The Cats search for their second win of the year in a two-game series with the River Hawks. Both games are set for 7 p.m. I'll be on the call on WVMT with pregame starting at 6:30. You can also stream those games with CBS Sports Live, and you'll still hear me and my audio feed. And finally, we've got some playoff hockey at the Gut. The UVM women's hockey team earned a 4 seed in the conference tournament, so they will take on a 5 seed in Maine in the quarterfinals. The Cats are playing in just their second ever Hockey East home playoff game. Puck drops at 2 p.m. on CBS Sports Live. Good luck to the Cats. We're really wishing them the best in this run. They've had a fantastic season either way. And also, just an FYI, UVM men's basketball gets an automatic bid to the semifinals. So make sure you're staying tuned to see who UVM plays and what time that's going to be. Good luck to them as well as they enter the playoffs. We've also got some more spring sports coming up. So that's women's soccer and field hockey. They're going to be kicking off soon. So like I said, you can always head to UVMathletics.com for more information. We'll take a break and then we'll hear from UVM men's soccer coach Rob Dow. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Hey, Catamount fans, this is Dr. McKay from Essex Family Dental, the official sponsor of UVM Athletics. Did you know that we provide all the dental services under one roof? From dental wellness appointments to dental implants, Invisalign, pediatric dentistry, and much more. We wish UVM and their fans the best of luck this season. Stay healthy and safe. And if you're looking for a dental provider, visit us at EssexFamilyDental.com. We are looking forward to meeting you.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Bucking for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Welcome to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. I'm Maura Sheridan, and today I am joined by the head coach of the men's soccer team at UVM, Rob Dow. How are you?
Doing great. Great to speak with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So I wanted to kind of actually rewind with you to when you were playing men's soccer at Maine in the early 2000s. How did that experience, that 4 years with Maine, help you become a coach later on?
That's really interesting. Thanks for back to memory lane. It was the best experience of my life. So many things happened during that course of time that shaped me as a human being. And you can just start with the basics of like moving out of home into my parents' basement and learning how to do my own laundry, and you know, being the lone Canadian on the team and taking the every Canadian joke. There is known to man. I think I've heard it. So, but it was, you know, I have lifelong friends. My coaches were instrumental in teach me about college soccer and the environment of college soccer and how special it is for, you know, kids between the ages of 18 and 22, and what impacts you can really make on their lives. And after playing at Maine, I did head, and I played in a semi-pro league back in Canada, but I was able to return to Maine and help out as an assistant coach for my head coach, Travers Evans. And that's where my college coaching career started. And, you know, I kind of thrown into the fire. I was the lone assistant coach, and it was a special opportunity to really learn without knowing anything, you know, learn trial by fire.
Yeah. So did you have a moment with him or with any of the coaches that you worked with where you kind of sat down from their perspective and saw the game differently?
I tried. It was difficult, as you know, I knew all of the players because they were recent teammates, and you know, the constant tug and pull of like putting myself in a leadership position, but then, or breaking down that friend barrier. And that was challenging, you know, to have the guys on the team see me from a different light. But yeah, I think the biggest moments were, you know, as a player, you're so focused on your development. You're so focused on performing for the match, and then you become a coach, quickly you learn that it's not about you. It's about the 30 guys in the team. And that process started at that point as being assistant at Maine.
What was that journey like to get to UVM, and what did you have to do in order to kind of prove yourself in the game of soccer?
Wow. I had to move to North Dakota. I went to grad school in North Dakota. That was a special experience too. Met some really great people. Continued to develop as a student. Amazing master's program at North Dakota State. I was the only assistant coach for a first year college soccer program at Mayville State University at an NAIA level. Coaching men and women, back-to-back practices, recruiting for both teams, back-to-back games wherever we went. That was experience. We were learning what it takes, just understanding the grind. And again, I was able to make mistakes. I was able to learn. I had great mentors out there, and made my way back to the East Coast. My girlfriend at the time, now my wife, was really happy, Lauren, of me moving back to the East Coast after my master's degree, and was able to be a head coach at a junior college, at Dean College, immediately afterwards. So continue to be thrown into new environments and learning how to adjust and adapt, and then learning what it means, like when you make a decision, it's all because of, you know, the reward or consequences of decisions because of me. That, I think, that really taught me and helped me answer the questions. I want to do this for the rest of, you know, majority of the rest of my life. Like, I can't see myself doing anything else other than being a coach.
It's funny that you talked about kind of the grind that you had to go through, because I think I'm in play-by-play. We have a similar grind. And whenever I talk to coaches, it's kind of a similar thing. Like, I've had to be the mascot before at minor league ballparks. And, you know, it's, you know, you have to really love it in order to do it.
I got to think of some stories here, but, you know, cooking team meals, because that was, you know, preparing sandwiches for the road. You know, I was driving the bus, not a big bus, but a small bus. So many amazing experiences. It had nothing to do with soccer, right? Nothing to do with journalism, nothing to do, but you just love it so much. You know, you want it, you know, this is your passion, and you're willing to wear whatever hat to get the job done.
And once you make it, some good stories for a podcast.
Again, yeah. I appreciate you letting me go down memory.
Oh, sure. I love to do that, because I mean, it's a podcast format, and I think it's great to talk about upcoming seasons and all of that, but it's nice to kind of like touch base and get some nostalgia going.
We'll take a break, and then we're going to hear more from Rob Dow after this. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, Cats fans, did you know PC Construction is the largest employee-owned company in Vermont? We offer opportunities to get you into an exciting construction career building some of the country's most complex projects up and down the East Coast. And that includes UVM. PC Construction has left its mark on this beautiful campus for 50 years, from the top floor of Billings to the basement of the gut. We're so proud of this long tradition and happy to support UVM Athletics. Visit pcconstruction.com and go Cats go!
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's CERES remedies.com.
68 teams, one program. March Madness is coming. Celebrate the return of the historic NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament with the official NCAA Men's Final Four Souvenir Program, featuring profiles on all 68 teams selected for the tournament. So take it to the basket, the shopping basket, by pre-ordering the official program now at publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. That's publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. Order today.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Northfield Savings Bank is the bank of builders, makers, doers. In other words, we are the bank of you and everything you do. With mobile and online banking, drive-up service, and of course, in our branches. That is banking your way. That is Northfield Savings Bank. Start banking your way today at nsbbt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's the Catamount style of soccer that you've been implementing over the past, 4 years?
I think that process has started a long time ago. I really honored the tradition of Vermont soccer being a winning organization. And it's certainly my passion, highly competitive, like every other coach, don't get me wrong, I'm not anything different. Learning and listening and speaking to the alumni of, what Vermont soccer means. And it's adapting and overcoming and being resilient and finding a way to win games. And, it may not be, exactly how something was drawn up on a game plan, but it is, it's a mentality of let's go out here, let's be together, let's be a family, and let's support each other getting this, this job done. And, we have some amazing depth in our team. I think that's what makes it a more an actual team where we're not just relying on 11 guys or 13 guys. We're 18, 19 players deep. And I really appreciate that identity within team, because it's so much easier as a coach to coach the community and the collectiveness and the family culture when you're more inclusive with who is on the field, because everyone wants to be there. And when there's more people into the game plan, I think that makes us stronger and definitely makes this team stronger.
So I talked to Claire Sheehan, who's one of the seniors on the field hockey team last week, and she was just talking about kind of the arc of the season and how different it is with playing in the spring and how the seniors usually would be done by now, and now they're finishing up their college careers actually playing. So how has that challenged you as a coach in terms of preparing for a season that's happening way later than usual?
It's a curveball. It's definitely something that none of us has expected, but it does provide another opportunity to learn and develop as human beings, which is the premise of why everyone is here. It's a transfer. transformational experience. And you add an enormous challenge as playing soccer and COVID in a different semester. It's unprecedented. And examples of, you know, not having all of our players here, having young players getting opportunities to stepping up, you know, playing in weather that we're not, you know, accustomed to training and playing in. But the teaching point is, you know, being in the present, you know, making the most out of the time that you're, the current state in which you're in right now. And as we all know, it's like we are so consumed by what is going to happen, you know, and what, you know, what has already happened, in, you know, in the history and of since March. And we've coached a lot about, we're here, the, you know, the ball is still round, the square, the field is still a rectangle, lines are still white. And let's enjoy this experience today. That has been an extra coaching point. We're going through a week here, which is the most different week we've had. We're preparing for a match, a couple matches, UMass and Syracuse. And it feels a little like it's back to normal. It's back to like a competitive season. And that's been refreshing, you know, for our players to, you know, take all of that frustration they've had, you know, of like getting to this point of, you know, letting it out and going out there and being instinctual and enjoying the sacrifices that we have made to get to this point to be able to play.
What leaders are you looking to, you know, to kind of step up on the field and off the field this year for Vermont?
Yeah, very different leadership group. You know, losing a lot of experienced guys. But, you know, this process started January of 2020. So Garrett Lilly and Nolan Jimmo are our captains, and they've been amazing and developing as you know, strong and compassionate leaders who, you know, love this program more than anything else. And they're totally dedicated to steering the ship and for different attributes, you know. Garrett's relationships, personal relationships in the team are so strong. And Nolan is, you know, he's a Vermonter and he grew up watching many, many teams of Vermont soccer and speaking to that and having people appreciate, you know, that, you know, the program's bigger than you and respect that.
So you have UMass coming up this weekend on Saturday and Syracuse coming up quickly after that. What can fans expect in that UMass game?
I don't know. I have no idea. We haven't played a game since our scrimmage against the Montreal Impact on, I think it was March 3rd, 2020. I would ask the fans to, you know, enjoy watching live college soccer. You know, it's a new identity to a team that is, again, like it's a collective attack, it's a collective defense. We won't be perfect. There'll be a lot of learning moments in the game, but I think you're going to see the passion and excitement come up from the players, because they're really excited to get to Saturday.
All right. Well, good luck coming up quick.
Yeah. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
Thanks so much. We're going to continue on with Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat after this.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. I'm Maura Sheridan, and today I'm joined by Lily Holmes, who is an assistant captain on the UVM women's hockey team. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
You know, so I want to get started and just talk about how you got into hockey. What got you started with the sport?
It's a family thing. My dad's entire family played. He's like six brothers, and they all played, and he played in college. And it was sort of just something that we did. Like, I was super little when we started, and I just automatically fell in love with it. And he coached me for a while when I was young, and I have an older brother who played. And that's pretty much how it all started.
Did your family before COVID come to like most of your games here at UVM?
Every single home game my parents were at, yeah. It's really sad to not see them, but they got the cardboard cutouts in their rink, and I try to tap it between every period when I'm on the ice just to, it's like they're there.
What's the biggest lesson that you've learned at, in hockey or really off the ice as well at UVM?
I think it would be never take anything for granted. We are so lucky to be playing college hockey, and during like such a crazy time like now, you never know when you're going to play. You never know when your last game is going to be, and just to be thankful that we have that opportunity to play, and with such a great group of girls, like I don't think we could get much luckier at UVM.
What initially drew you to UVM as a hockey program, but also just as a university?
Yeah, so it's actually a funny story. I used to come here for tournaments when I was really little, and I played a tournament here, and I absolutely loved it. And I always joked, like, I want to go to UVM, I want to go to UVM, and this is when I was in middle school. And I had a class project that was, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And it was me. I was playing hockey at UVM, and I had to make a whole brochure about what I was going to do to get there. And I even gave it to one of the coaches who worked at the time. They don't right now. But I always wanted to go to UVM. It was my dream school. It was, I had it all planned out, and it just happened to work out so well for me. And I'm so thankful to be here.
So what was that, the moment like when you found out, like, it was official, you were coming to UVM?
Oh, I cried. My mom cried. I think my dad might have cried. He probably didn't, but I think he might have. And I was just like, finally, like, everything I'd worked for and that, like, every step I took to get to this point, like, had finally come together. And yeah, it was emotional. It was emotional.
What was that adjustment like moving into that freshman year and just kind of figuring out how to play college hockey at such a high level?
Yeah, it was definitely a hard adjustment. I think my roommate and I used to say, like, those first 2 weeks were like the hardest of your life. Just adjusting to college in itself is crazy. But then you have these practices, and I think we were practicing at 7 a.m. and walking over to lift and the testing, and you have no idea how you're going to do or what it's like. But this team and, like, this group of girls and staff, like, they know how to just surround you with support. And I think without them, a lot of us wouldn't be able to get through those first moments. So we are really lucky to have everyone here.
How have you seen your game grow from that freshman season to now in your junior year?
Yeah, I think I was shy, and you could tell on the ice, I was just nervous. I didn't want to make a mistake. I didn't know where I fit in on the team. And I think now I just play with a lot more confidence. I want the puck. I want to be on the ice. I want to be doing whatever I can to help the team. I think that's a lot different, that I'm playing with confidence now, which is good.
What do you think your best skill set is? What do you think you do best?
Skating and grinding. I would say that is my skill set. I just bring a lot of energy onto the ice. I'm always moving around. I might not have the puck, but I'm always zipping around trying to help. And I'm very defensive minded. I hate when the other team scores. I get so upset. I would rather stop a goal than get a goal. So I have a good defensive mindset as well.
As a team, this year obviously has caused a lot of challenges for everybody, but what has that been like from a leadership standpoint in terms of just, you know, making sure your teammates are okay, checking on your teammates?
Yeah, we have a lot of girls who, you know, you can reach out to. I don't think it's even just the leadership. Like, we have freshmen, sophomores, everyone on the team is someone that you can reach out to. And I think we make that very, very clear. And I don't think there's ever a day that goes by when we aren't a family and when we don't have each other's backs. And I just think the fact that we have that so straightforward and so set that everyone knows that, it's really easy to be yourself and to let each other know, like, hey, like, I'm not doing well today. Like, I got your back. And it's really, really nice. It's hard to find a group of girls as great as we have here.
Do you think that's contributed to the success that you guys have found this season?
100%. I think it has 100%.
So what freshmen have stepped up in your mind, or young players that have really made that leap that you can kind of look back on and be like, wow, I can't believe how far they've come?
All of them. I think we have a great freshman class. Like, I really genuinely think all of them. Like, we have Natalie, who is just crazy on the ice. She's insane. She's so talented. Her speed and just her moves. If you've seen her play, like, her stick handling, and she pulls out some things that I've never seen before. And then we have Maddie Skelton, who, she is just a workhorse. She's just go, go, goes all the time. And she's not afraid to take anybody in the corner. And then we have Bella, who is just a solid D. Like, every time she has a puck on D and she just does a little tight turn, makes a smart play, I'm like, yeah, like, she's going to be a great defenseman. She is now. But, and then Jessie and Nat, I mean, like, how can you not? She's great. She's amazing. She stops the puck. She's cool and calm and collected. And I think we're really lucky to have such a well-rounded class.
Is there somebody whose skill set you're kind of jealous of?
Probably Natalie.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she works with the puck, I was like, wouldn't even think to do that. yeah, I'd say Natalie.
I mean, I know you're in season and you're focusing on the year and all of that, but what's the best memory you've had off the ice with this team?
Oh my gosh, that is an impossible. it has to be something with my roommate. Elise Murphy and I are really, really close. She's definitely someone that I will be friends with outside of college for a really, really long time. It's got to be something with her, but we are just our whole team are a bunch of goofballs. We just love having fun with each other, and it's part of how close we are now. Like, each one of us is each other's friends, and that's really awesome.
So what is the style of play that you think has really developed this season for UVM that has made this team successful and can make it successful in the future?
Yeah, we're trying to play just smart hockey, like simple. We're trying to just not overcomplicate things. We don't want to be thinking all these different things during the game and have these really complicated systems and all these complicated plays. We're just trying to be smart and be simple and just get the job done, get the puck out and just try to score. Like, it's very simple. And I like that a lot better this year. I think we've had some systems in the past that were really confusing, and we'll talk about it. Like, we make jokes about our past D zones, and like, we're like, oh no, green D zone from 2 years ago was horrible. And just how this year, like, we all get it. And it's just a lot easier for us to go out and do our own thing, which is good.
What's the game so far that has stood out to you? It can be in the past, but really this year, what's the game that stands out for you?
I want to say this past Northeastern game. When you go into a game playing a team like Northeastern and you just look at their lineup and you're like, oh no, like, they are good. But we competed and we gave them a run for their money. I really do. I don't think the score really showed that. It was 4-1, but we were in their offensive zone and we were grinding. And even their coach said, like, they hadn't really had to do that yet this year. And I think it just shows, like, that's a number two ranked team in the country and we can play with them and put them on their heels. I think that's a big step. You know, we're not just playing timid. We're playing to win against everybody. So I'd say that game.
Well, I know the Hockey East is just, like, incredible top to bottom there. It's just a competition every night. So what would you say, or who is the biggest rivalry for Vermont?
Probably BC.
BC,
definitely.
Yeah.
BC. I think a lot of people would say that BC is their rival. We wanted to play them bad this year, and it just didn't work out. But hopefully we'll play them in the playoffs. But, yeah, BC for sure.
So moving into this weekend, playoff hockey coming up on Sunday. Puck drops at 2 p.m. You're playing Maine, finally hosting that that tournament game. What do we need to know about Maine? What do they do well?
Yeah, Maine is a team that, you know, they can get a win against anybody. I think last year they upset a team that was third and they were, you know, pretty far down. But, you know, they're going to come out hard and they're going to come out strong. And we need to be ready to play physical and be ready for them to push. We try to focus on ourselves now. That's something different too this year. We say 90% us, 10% them. So we know that if we play our best game and we do what we're good at, you know, we should come out with a win. So.
Yeah, you sort of touched on it there, but what are the, like, big absolute musts in order for UVM to move on to the semifinals?
Yeah, we need to go out and just play our game. Simple hockey, break the puck out, clean breakouts, get the puck deep and shots on net. Last game against Northeastern, we kept saying, we need more shots. I think that's something that we need to get going, get the puck to the net and just keep finding a way to get it in.
Well, thanks so much, Lily. I think everyone's obviously rooting for you guys and hopefully it'll be a long run in the tournament.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much to Lily Holmes for taking the time to chat with me. And I just want to once again reiterate the fact that UVM women's hockey is hosting a playoff game. It's the 4-5 game in the Hockey East quarterfinals this weekend, this Sunday at 2 p.m. So make sure to tune into that. Again, you can go to CBS Sports Live for all of that action. Good luck to UVM women's hockey. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat from Learfield, IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
NFP Vermont delivers comprehensive insurance, human resources, and retirement solutions. Get the best of both worlds. Personalized service of Vermont company backed by the resources of a national brokerage firm. We will guide you every step of the way to achieve your business goals. Visit nfpvt.com to learn more. NFP Vermont, one stop for all insurance, human resources, and retirement needs.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Bill McKenzie of McKenzie Country Classics and Bill Cherry of Switchback Brewing talk about McKenzie Switchbrots.
One of the great things about the sausage is the quality of the two companies involved to make this one great product. Switchback beer and McKenzie sausage.
And you take your first bite and you're like, oh, now this represents exactly what bratwurst is supposed to taste like.
It's been a great hit. I mean, it took off like a skyrocket and it hasn't slowed down.
Find McKenzie Switchbrots in Vermont wherever fine meats are sold.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances, treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Welcome to Catamo Insider, presented by Milton Cat. I'm Maura Sheridan, and today I'm joined by UVM men's basketball assistant coach Hamlet Tibbs. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask, you know, I like to ask people this because I think it's always interesting. What made you fall in love with the game of basketball?
Well, for me, it started when I was 5 years old. My dad used to work at the YMCA right down the street from where I lived when I was living in Albany. And he would take me there, and I would be in a gym playing by myself. So that's where I fell in love with the game.
So how did you get into coaching, and what kind of led to that?
Well, I went to West Virginia, and I was a student manager there. And after my, you know, playing career was over, you know, I played high school basketball. I knew I wanted to be a coach. I knew I wanted to be a Division I basketball coach. So when I got to West Virginia, I became a student manager of the basketball team to sort of, you know, pursue my dreams. And that's kind of where it all began and where it all started and what led me to my position right now.
At the time, who was the coach of West Virginia?
John Beilein. John Beilein was the head coach. Yep.
Amazing. Yep. So you got to kind of learn under him and see, you know, what he's all about. What is he all about?
He's a really, really, you know, he's a really good coach. And yeah, I would just say he's really intentional and about the, you know, about every little detail.
So did you have any coaching mentors when you were starting to get into the game?
I did, yeah. So before I got the job here, I was at Albany Academy where I was a teacher and I was assistant coach with the varsity team there. And Brian Fruscio was the head coach, was still the head coach there. He was one of my mentors. I got into coaching AAU basketball with the Albany City Rocks, and Jim Hart, who's the president of the City Rocks, he also became one of my mentors as well once I connected with those guys.
What were the biggest lessons that they taught you?
Just to, you know, just stay positive and believe in yourself and stay confident. And, you know, because I had the work ethic. So, just kind of stay the course and, you know, just be confident in yourself and believe in yourself and, you know, chase your dreams and chase your goals.
Did you ever feel like there was a challenge that was really hard for you to overcome that you eventually overcame to get where you are now?
I think probably just like getting like rejected, you know, when I was pursuing the business and trying to get into the business, and I had, you know, multiple interviews and I got rejected multiple times and didn't get any of those jobs. And that was pretty crushing to me. But like I said, I just kind of stayed a course and stayed positive and just kept working and, you know, built great connections with people. And that led me to, you know, where I am today, being assistant coach here at the University of Vermont.
I think all jobs, all careers, if they're worthwhile, come with some rejection. But I think the sports industry can be particularly harsh. Mm-hmm. I know that when I graduated college, I think I applied for like 30 jobs and I didn't get any of them. So it's definitely one of those things you have to absolutely love it with all your heart in order to keep doing it.
For sure. Definitely. You definitely have to have that passion and, you know, have that determination and stay dedicated to your craft. And, you know, good things, you know, tend to happen when you do that.
So when you jumped into UVM, you came into a team that, you know, values 21 seasons. I mean, you've had only 21 seasons there. What was the expectation like as a coach when you came in and that first year? What was that learning curve like and what did you kind of jump into?
I think, yeah, for me personally, it was just, like you said, they were an established program, a winning program, and the expectations were high. And Coach Becker and, you know, Coach Kyle and Coach Ryan and Coach Greg and Coach Dog, the guys, they had been here before, right? So they have, you know, they have all the experience and they know what it takes to win at that level, and they had won before. So I was blessed to come into that situation and very fortunate. So for me, the process for me was just to obviously build relationships with the players first and foremost, and, you know, so they could gain my trust and, or I can gain their trust. And same thing with the coaches, you know, build relationships with them, show that I'm dedicated, you know, to learning and being a sponge and soaking up everything that, you know, the program is about, and being about the basketball program and putting Vermont first and the players first and whatever the, you know, assistant coaches and, you know, the head coach need, I was going to do whatever they wanted me to do, and whatever those responsibilities were, I was going to do it. So I think, you know, just building those relationships with all the people in the program first and foremost, and then, you know, slowly year by year, you know, learning obviously the X's and O's and the system on both sides of the ball and all that, those things obviously would come over time, and I would pick those things up, you know, as, you know, each season went by. Each year I would learn something new from those guys, you know, every year. So and still to this day, I'm learning from those guys, and they're making me better as a assistant coach for sure.
What's a typical day like for you in season?
In season, well, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, work out, get to the office early, watch film, make some recruiting calls, and have, you know, plan practice with the staff, then have practice, and after that, you know, watch film again, and then kind of just, you know, continue to do that over and over. becomes repetitive and redundant.
Yeah,
that's pretty much a day in the season. And then obviously there's, you know, little things outside of that I have to do and throughout the course of the day. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
What about game day? How do you prep for game day as a coach?
Game day, I will, you know, when I wake up in the morning before our shoot around, I will just, you know, write down any important notes, you know, for that specific game, you know, as it pertains to the game plan. And just like writing little reminders to myself, just to make sure I'm, you know, ready to go by the tip off and by the time the game starts. So, and, probably watch a little bit of film in the morning and watch the other teams, you know, their OB underplays and their sideline underplays and their ATOs and, you know, things like that. If they have any special plays that they may run late at the end of games and things like that, just in case we're in those, you know, in those situations.
I mean, it's a lot of obviously memorization, but like applying that to the moment, which can be, you know, for me, I feel that way with play-by-play. It's like, you can know everything, but you have to like actually apply it in the moment. So do you, you know, like how have you developed that skill as you become a coach, like now so experienced with UVM?
Yeah, I just think it's just basically just, you know, studying, you know, watching film and, you know, and then trusting the work that you have put in and then, you know, then having like sort of that, using those like little mindfulness tactics to bring you back to all the work that you've have done leading up to the game and sort of just, you know, cause your brain is like, you're processing so much information, you're putting so much information into your brain and, you know, in order to process all that information and to have that memorization, I think just having like in the morning, the day of the game, having that quiet time, that peaceful time to just kind of like close my eyes and just, you know, have, you know, put that memorization of all the stuff that I've, you know, reviewed or studied through film. And that will help me, you know, once we get actually to the game part, then that, you know, sort of helps me just kind of like just react to as the game is flowing and everything's like that. And just now just relying on instincts.
We're trying to be more mindful. It's very difficult. Did you pick that up from Ari Shapiro Miller or is that something that you've always done?
Yeah, I think obviously Ari's big, you know, he's having a huge influence on, you know, the mindfulness and right. And the mental health part and, you know, the mental health part of the game and the mental aspect of the game. So obviously I picked that up from him and other people as well. And just trying to practice that a lot more and obviously reading articles and listening to different podcasts, the people that speaking about mindfulness, studied it more and now trying to apply it to, you know, my daily day and how I go about my day for sure.
So I know you've kind of spoken about this in the past and I thought it's a good time to kind of talk about this. How do we get more diversity in coaching? Like how does that happen in, from your perspective? I'm sure you don't have all the answers, but how do we, you know, change that in sports and see more and more diversity?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, right? Because you can't just snap your fingers and say, hey, you know, we need more diversity and we need to put, you know, people of color in these positions and hire more women in these positions. You know, I think it takes time, obviously, and I think it happens through conversations, like the conversation we're having right now. And, you know, I had a conversation with the America East where there was, a lot of coaches on the call and administrators on the call, and me and Anisha Curry were on that call, and we were talking about, you know, a similar topic and everything. So just having those conversations and bringing awareness to it and, you know, just you express your perspective and you try to hopefully people in the higher ups, you know, the people that are in position to hire people, you know, of color or hire females in their athletic department, you know, they start to progress in that area and, you know, start to, you know, seek change.
Yeah, it's a commitment. It's not, it can't just be something that you said. It has to be something that you do. And I feel like that is the next step because there's a lot of people, you know, talking about it and now it needs to be done. That's how
I feel. Yeah, definitely, for sure. And just, you know, taking action and, you know, looking at, you know, the hiring guidelines and the, you know, what is that process like? And, you know, administration has to take a look at that and, you know, tweak that and make changes to that so they can actually have a more diverse, you know, athletic department.
Well, we appreciate, you know, all the work that you've been doing. And I know that so many student athletes with the UVM men's basketball team, I talked to Ben Shungu like a couple of weeks ago and, you know, he's been really committed to that. So it's great to see, you know, there's so much more going on outside of basketball for this team. And and that there's just like so many individuals that are unique and well-rounded. Is that something that you're really proud of?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Yeah. Every day. Definitely. You know, it motivates me and for sure.
So I want to move on, little change here, to what's coming ahead for this UVM men's basketball team, which is playoffs. Kind of didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it is, but, you know, you actually won't be playing until March 6th. So because of the new format and everything, just want to explain it to people. There's going to be multiple rounds going into the semifinals that you guys are not going to be a part of because you got the 2 seed. So you will get the bye into the semifinals. That's not going to happen until March 6th. So that's about 2 weeks away. How does that change how you, because usually the American East tournament happens so quickly, how does that change as a coach how you are, you know, approaching this?
I think it gives us more time to prepare and get healthy and get in game shape. And, you know, so I think the league has, you know, done the best job that they could to sort of keep everyone safe and keep everyone healthy, because that's the most important thing, is that we keep the players and coaches, you know, safe and healthy, you know, first and foremost, and the people around, you know, our program as well, and everyone that's involved, you know, that help us actually play our games. And, you know, so that's very important. And, you know, I think, you know, playing the back-to-back games in the regular season was, you know, it was very challenging, but also it was good to, in the sense of mitigating the traveling and interacting with other people and limit our chances of, you know, getting COVID, right? So obviously things happen and everything doesn't go as planned or, you know, but I thought for the most part, you know, we had multiple shutdowns. I think we had shut down 5 different times. So, it's been good. And with the new playoff format, I think it'd be good for our guys.
What are the musts that you guys must do in order to, let's just focus on winning that semifinal game?
We just got to go out there and practice, you know, we got to practice every day over the next couple of weeks, practice very hard and be competitive in practice and just get better each day. And then, you know, we'll put the time and work in, and all of us as coaches will, you know, make sure that our players are prepared and ready to play March 6th.
Well, best of luck. It's coming up quick. Must be exciting though. Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting. I can't wait. Definitely can't wait. You know, our players have worked really hard to this point and they've been through a lot and it's been a tough year, and, you know, kudos to them for getting to this point and, you know, being co-regular season champs. It's a big accomplishment for what they've, you know, done this year and everything that they've been through. So super excited. Can't wait to March 6th. And, you know, thank you to all of our fans out there and the people that support our program. And without them, we couldn't be where we are today. And, you know, they're also a very big part of our Catamount family and our basketball program. And, you know, we appreciate all their support and love throughout the season.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped and get to work. On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.